الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home with the receiver, Alhamdulillah, we had listened to the 26 juz of the Holy Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the Taraweeh Salah and all our other ibadat. We have a few paras left. May Allah ta'ala make us see the completion of the Quran Majeed with afiyat and with ease, inshaAllah. In this 26th para, the Surah Hujurat, commentators have mentioned that in this Surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about social etiquettes. How one should speak or confront or deal with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of course, in the time of Sahaba, and how one should deal with society and community at large, and also how one deals with individuals. In this verse that is recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, really we have created you from a male and a female. We all have parents, a mother and a father. We all came from Adam and Hawa alayhimu salam. And we all have parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have made you into clans and tribes, لِتَعَارَفُ, so that you may recognize one another. If everybody was one clan, one tribe, all the same surname, same name, it would be so difficult to differentiate, to interact. Allah says, لِتَعَارَفُ, so that you may recognize one another. There is no discrimination in Islam. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us into clans and tribes and different families is not for discrimination. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies this. Allah says, Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. The most honorable person in the sight of Allah is the one who is most righteous, most pious. It was Fath Makkah, conquest of Makkah. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters Makkah after so many years, remember he was taken out from Makkah by the Quraysh. And as he left Makkah, he came to the outskirts of Makkah, he faced Makkah. And he addressed Makkah, Oh Makkah, Wallahi, Uhibbuk. I love you. Had it not been for your people who have driven me out, I would not have left you. You are the most beloved cities and places in my sight. So after so many years, and in fact, Surah Al-Fath, we did the whole story, the incident came of the conquest of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, that how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had seen a vision, and in the dream he sees he is now going for, making tawaf of Baytullah, and he's going with Sahaba, and some of them are shaving their heads. And so he thought, of course, the vision of a Nabi is true, it's wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but no specific time and date was mentioned. And he mentioned this to Sahaba. And everybody was so eager because they were longing to go back to Makkah. They hadn't seen Baytullah. So many years had gone by. And everybody was pining to at least go back and make Umrah. So they all got ready. It's a very lengthy incident reading the Seerah Kitabs. The point I want to drive is, look at the longing Rasulullah had, the desire to go to Makkah. So when he comes now finally, it's the conquest of Makkah, Fath Makkah we say. And then he tells Bilal radiallahu ta'ala to go on top of the Kaaba and call out the Adhan. So the mushrikeen, some of them who were there present, one of them remarked, and he said, Ma'adallah, could Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only find this black crow to call out this Adhan? Referring to Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, a black crow? Some mufassirin see on this the verses came down, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. We created you from a male and female into different tribes and clans so that you may recognize one another, not to discriminate. And therefore Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala would honor Sayyidina Bilal and he would say, A'taqa Sayyiduna Sayyidana. In other words, A'taqa Sayyiduna Abi Bakrin Sayyidana Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. Our master, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, freed, he purchased our master Bilal radiallahu ta'ala from his chief and he set him free. He regards Bilal also as Sayyid. Sayyiduna Bilal, our master. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at the outer forms of a person, his features, his complexion, his color. That is what Allah gave us. Different people have different complexions. Somebody is black, somebody is white, somebody is brown. Somebody has blue eyes, somebody has black eyes, somebody has blonde hair, somebody black hair. Somebody a long nose, somebody a short nose. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives different people. It's not something that we ourselves created and manufactured. So we have no right to be boastful over ourselves, our physiques, over somebody else. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Allah does not look at your outer complexion, your features. Allah does not look at your wealth, how much of wealth you have. But Allah looks at your heart. Allah looks at the sincerity of your heart. Allah looks at your taqwa. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ يَتْقَاكُمْ. Allah looks at the sincerity and the purity of your intentions. Allah looks at your a'mal. Is it righteous? Is it according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands from you? So it was a particular sahabi by the name of Zahir radiallahu ta'ala. Sahaba say, he was not very good in appearance, not very good looking. But Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved him. And he would stay in the farm area, in the farmlands, and he would come into Medina to buy some things from Medina. So when he would come, he'd bring some things from the farm and sell to the Sahaba. But he would always bring some hadiya for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Probably some milk or some butter, whatever it was, some eggs. He'd bring something from the farm and he would present this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he would leave, then Rasulullah would tie something for him and give him. One occasion he comes and he's in a marketplace and Nabi Karim spots him, sees him. He goes from behind him and he grabs him tightly. If somebody suddenly grabs you, especially if you're busy and doing something, then you begin to push. And there's a small tussle between the two and he looks, who is it? He sees it's Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The moment he realizes this, he stands still and he enjoys Nabi Kareem pressing his Mubarak chest on his back. And then Nabi Kareem says, who will purchase this slave from me? Jokingly. So he says, Ya Rasulullah, idhan tajiduni kasida. Ya Rasulullah, you sell me, you'll gain no profit. Ugly looking man like me, feeble, weak. Who's going to purchase me? Nabi Kareem said, Wallah, in the eyes of Allah, lasta bikasid. In the eyes of Allah, you are not somebody who is useless. You are very precious in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us unity. And therefore, this is the only deen. Look at our saf, our masajid. There's no discrimination that who is black and white and brown and no. We eat together. We share our things. And this is what we should be doing. If we're not doing it, this is what we should be doing. May Allah give us hidayat. We go, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, Hajj and Umrah. Different races, different colors. all calling out the labbaik. This is the beauty of Islam. So in Surah Hujurat, lot of adab, etiquettes, how to speak to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Sahaba, when these verses came down, they began to whisper to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Allah had mentioned that you should not, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ. Don't raise your voices above that the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Shammas bin Thabit bin Qais radiallahu anhu, a Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when these verses came down, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ. He became very, very afraid. He remained at home. And imagine, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah Ta'ala give us this type of quality, large group of Sahaba. So many Sahaba who are coming for Salat. But he makes out that this Sahabi is absent. He didn't see him the first day, probably second day. Ask the Sahaba, find out, where is he? What has happened to him? Why can't I find him? And this is a concern he had. May Allah Ta'ala give us that quality. And leave, let alone in the masjid, when they would go out on a battle of Tabuk, the expedition of Tabuk. So many thousand of Sahaba have gone out with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If I'm not mistaken, approximately 10,000. And they were fighting 30,000 enemy. When they reached Tabuk, from all the Sahaba, suddenly he is asking for, where's Ka'b bin Malik? And Ka'b bin Malik was not present. That's another long story. This was the attachment he had with his people. This was the worry, concern he had for his ummah. So they go, knock on the door. Sabit is whispering from inside. He's so scared to speak. After several attempts, then when they go in the house, then he says, I'm so afraid. I will be an inmate of Jahannam because my voice is so loud, naturally loud, and I will be raising my voice above that, above Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's voice. I'm afraid. So they go and tell Rasulullah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam consoles him, calls for him, he say, you are from the people of Jannah. Imagine. Nabi Akareem gives him testimony, don't worry. Your voice is naturally loud. You're not doing it deliberately. Ulama have written, when you go to the Rawdah Mubarak, then there too we should be presenting our salam in a dignified manner. As I mentioned the other day, it is becoming so bad. Almost every person with his camera and he's flashing, or somebody with a video, and from long before you're still walking, and right at the Rawdah Mubarak, somebody is phoning home and saying, right now stand, we are making salam at the Rawdah Mubarak, and people are taking selfies. Where is the sincerity? Where is the adab for us? If Nabi Kareem Sassam was sitting with us, would we do all those things? Believe me, nobody will bring his cell phone in the masjid. This is the adab we have for Rasulullah Sassam. When Allah says, don't raise your voice above the voice of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There were a group of people who came from Bedouins. So they did not understand the adab and etiquette. So they came, it was exactly after Zohar. It was hot. It was time for Rasulullah to rest. So they came outside the quarters of the wives of Rasulullah, the homes, small homes they had. And they began to shout, Ya Muhammad! Come out to us! Come and meet us! Allah Ta'ala sent down the ayat, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُنَادُونَكَ مِنْ وَرَاءِ الْحُجُرَاتِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They don't have knowledge. Allah Ta'ala warned and cautioned them that we should speak to Rasulullah in a soft manner. People like Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and Umar radiallahu ta'ala, after these verses, they used to whisper to Rasulullah sallam, as though telling him the secret. They were so afraid that the voice must not be above the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then there are verses talking about mocking one another, calling people names, degrading people, backbiting, slandering, having suspicion. These are common problems in today's society. We slander, we mock. When a person mocks at somebody else, what does it actually mean? It means that I believe that I am greater and superior to you. I am free of any faults and defects. So I'm finding faults in you, and therefore I have the right to mock at you. Ma'adallah. If a person just has to introspect his own life and look deep down in his own life and look for and search for the faults he has, he'll have no time to mock anybody else. We harbor malice, suspicion, any small thing. We put our own mathematics. 1 + 1 = 2. Oh, that boy, that girl, they're having some affair. That man, we see him coming out late at night from that house. Something's happening there. And without checking or verifying, in fact, we're not supposed to be even checking, investigating. We have become inspectors, investigators. We worry about and pry. Allah Ta'ala speaks about spying in somebody else's private life. All those things have become so interesting to us today. We have become very inquisitive people and we pry into other people's affairs. Anything. Some people don't require any radio at home. They are radios themselves. Allah forgive. It's something serious. It's a beautiful story I'd like to share with you today. I think I did mention it previously, but it's very interesting. You see how when we assume something and we make our own presumptions and when we see the reality is something else in the end, how embarrassing it becomes. See, a brother told me once that he stopped by the traffic light. And then as he stopped there, he says, I heard a very loud blare of music. So loud that it scared everyone around. So I turned to the left, right, searching for its source. I discovered that it was coming from a car to my left. Owner of the car had opened all the windows and increased the volume of the music very high. Can you imagine? Other motorists around him were looking at him, surprised at how high the volume of the music was. This person narrates a story. He says, I tried to get his attention with several hoods from my car, hoping he would look my way, so that I could caution him to turn down his car radio volume, or switch it off, play something better like Quran, instead of the music that was blaring. However, despite my frantic attempt in this regard, he ignored me. Then I moved my car forward a little, waved to him. When he turned to me, I noticed he was a young man. The full beard reached his chest. And he had opened both the windows of his car. I was surprised at how such a young man, such a full beard could behave this way. Let us picture ourselves in our own incidents of life, how we look at people. What is wrong with him? Young man, big beard, he's got turban. What's wrong with him? Even if he wanted to listen to music, how could he hear this in a manner that indicates intense audacity and disregard for other people's feelings? He continued, I pressed the car, or the hooter, several times, but he paid no attention to me. And it was green, and we continued. So he drove off, and I followed him. He says, I made desperate attempts to stop him in order to advise him, to remind him to be mindful of Allah and caution him that what he did was unlawful. And to also inform him that the matter was more serious because his action showed some insolence on his part. Because he's not bothered. Nevertheless, the man did not turn to me at all. He drove on till he stopped at a grocery store. He says, so I stopped my car behind him. Came down, walked to the grocery store. His clothing was above his ankles, sunnat length. I was surprised. Beard, kurta above the ankles. Then he turned, and then he entered, and I said to myself, I'm sure he'll come out now with a packet of cigarettes. However, when he came out, he was holding an Islamic magazine. I said, there is no might or power except with Allah. How could his condition be like that? He's listening to music and he comes out of the Islamic magazine. He sees the young man got into his car. Then he started up and the music began to play again. I said, by Allah, I cannot bear this anymore. I came down from my car, proceeded to him. And I began to admonish him. But he did not turn to me. I held on to the door of his car before he locked it. Then I said, "Oh my brother, why do you not fear Allah? Why are you not conscious of Allah? You're playing music all this while and it is so loud. My brother, if you wish to listen to music, do it alone. Do you want to compel other people to listen to haram with you? Why don't you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are you not conscious of Allah?" He says, this man looked at me, amazed at why I was shouting. He lowered his head, raised it again to look at me. When he noticed that I kept on shouting at him, he began to point at his ears and tongue with his finger and indicating with his hand that he could not hear, nor could he speak. So I understood, the man was deaf and dumb. I almost wept. I lowered my head. I gently put my hand into his car and switched off the radio set. Then the man began to demonstrate with his hand, asking, "What do you want? Why are you angry?" Thereafter he got an exercise book and a pen by his side. He gave me a sheet of paper and pen, indicated with his hand, urging me to write what I wanted to say. So I wrote to him thus, "Oh my noble brother, you were playing music so loudly. A short while ago by the traffic light, the drivers around you were calling your attention. What made me follow you is my determination to admonish you regarding what you did." When he collected the sheet of paper and read it, he lowered his head a little. He became distraught, appeared grief-stricken. Then he wrote below, "May Allah reward you with good for your admonition. However, oh my brother, know that I am deaf and dumb. I cannot hear, I cannot talk. This car belongs to my brother. By Allah the Most Great, I was not aware that the music was playing until you inform me now. May Allah reward you with good." Now, can you imagine what this person thought? This man has got a long kurta, he's got a kurta and long beard, and he's listening to full blast music, and he turned out something else. So always think good of the next person. Always check the truth of something if you have to see, verify something, before we just send out messages wholesale. And we mention in Surah Nur, the incident of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that some good people also got involved in that scandal. And then they regretted later on. Allah ta'ala has sent down Quran for us to understand. You see this zuban, the tongue we have. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that this piece of tongue, of flesh that we have, this tongue that we have, sometimes a person speaks with his tongue, beautiful words, noble words, good advice he gives, not even pondering and reflecting what he is saying. He says it, and it happens to be good words. And through that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him lofty position in Jannah. And the converse, through this zuban of his, through this tongue of his, not paying much attention, he says such terrible things, vulgar language, or things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates and detests. And through that, he goes right down into the lowest position in Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala save us, Allah protect us. In tonight's Taraweeh, we heard the verse, "Ma yalfidhu min qawlin illa ladayhi raqibun atid." Whatever man utters, there are two angels ready, they're alert, they're vigilant, they're listening, and they're writing down. Everything is recorded. That is why every limb of our body, the hands, the legs, the ears, the eyes, تُكَفِّرُ lisan, every morning, إِذَا أَصْبَحَ ابْنُ آدَمُ. When man rises in the morning, every limb, تُكَفِّرُ lisan, فَإِنَّ الْأَعْضَاءَ كُلَّهَا تُكَفِّرُ lisan. They plead to the tongue. They implore and they beg the tongue. They listen. If you are straight, we will also be straight. If you are crooked, then we will be compelled to do something wrong. And therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, the thing I fear the most. And one sahabi asked, "What do you fear for us the most?" فَأَخَذَ بِلِسَانِ نَفْسِهِ. Nabi Sallam took out his tongue, he said, "This is what I fear the most." In one hadith, he says, the thing that enters people into Jahannam the most, الْأَجْوَفَانِ الْفَمُ وَالْفَرْجِ,
the tongue and the private part. These are the things, are the two limbs that make a person enter into Jahannam the most. Hence he mentioned, مَن يَضْمَلْنِي مَا بَيْنَ لَحْيَيْهِ وَمَا بَيْنِ رِجْلِيهِ أَضْمَلَّهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever guarantees me protection of his tongue and his private part, I guarantee him protection, I guarantee him entry into Jannah. Sometimes we mimic some person and we do it mockingly, or we call people names. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is with Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he was talking something good about his other wife, Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha. We know the co-wives, they had this self-possessive nature, married to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Each one wanted him the most. And Nabi Kareem was speaking about Safiya. So Sayyidina Aisha said, that short one, that's sufficient for you, that short, as we say, shorty. In Urdu, say, what tigni. Nabi Kareem said, oh Aisha. And we know the love he had for Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. لو قلت كلمة لو مزج بها البحر لمزجته. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. You have blurted out such a statement, such a word. You have picked out on her stature, her position, her height of Safiya. And you said she is short. This word that you said, if it has to be mixed with the oceans, it will spoil the oceans. It will actually spoil the oceans. Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala, another wife of Rasulullah. Of course, remember, these are Azwaj al-Mutahara. These little mistakes they made, they realized they made sincere tawbah. Unlike us. Our problem is we look at one mistake of a sahabi and then we start making a big noise. These people, Allah Ta'ala mentions in the verse today, read it. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. Subhanallah. I wonder what the Shia has to say about this verse. Allah talks about the sahaba. Allah says, we have purified the hearts for taqwa. Shining stars, each one of them. So they made errors. They made tawbah, istighfar. Allah guaranteed them jannat. We make mistakes. We don't take heed. We continue our life in that way. So Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anha, they were traveling. She had a spare camel. And Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha's camel was very weak. And it was lagging behind. So Rasulullah asked Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anha, his wife. He said, why don't you give Safiya your camel, your spare camel? I must give that Jewess, the Jew, because Safiya radiallahu ta'ala, before coming into Islam, she was a Jew. Her father was one of the leaders of the Jew. And she accepted Islam, and Nabi Karim married her. And she became from the mothers of the believers, and a noble Sahabiya of radiallahu ta'ala anha. She became the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, absolutely pious. When she said, I must give that camel to that Jewish woman, Nabi Kareem something got so upset. He stopped talking to Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha the whole of Dhul Hijjah, whole of Muharram, and part of Safar. Plus minus 2.5 months to teach her a lesson that what you said is a very dangerous statement. Look at our lives. What do we speak? And what statements we utter? And how we mock and laugh at people. And we call people names. وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. We call people names. We laugh at people. We mock at people. We don't exercise control of our tongues. And this, if we can get right in the month of Ramadan, inshallah, it will help us a very long way after that. When a sahabi asked, Ya Rasulullah, man najat? What's the way for salvation? How can I gain salvation? Nabi Kareem mentioned three things. Amlik alayka lisanak, wal yasa'ka baytuk, wabki ala khati'atik. The very first thing he mentioned, that control your tongue. Control your tongue. Then your house should be spacious enough for yourself. In other words, all the things that you require,
your necessities should be, you can have it, you should have it in your house. In other words, there shouldn't be a need for you to keep on going out of your home. You should be within the precincts of your house. And the last one, وَبْكِي عَلَىٰ خَطِيئَتِكَ, and cry over your sins. So control of the tongue. Some great sage had on his ring engraved regarding the tongue, جِرْمُهُ صَغِيرٌ جُرْمُهُ كَبِيرٌ. Its size is small, its sin is big. That's the tongue. Small organ of the body. But when a person abuses the tongue, how often he has hurt the next man's feeling. They were bosom friends. And one day he abused him and he said some things. And bas, there is the end of it. He hurt his feelings for lifelong. When Nabi Kareem went for Mi'raj, he had seen different punishments. And he had seen the punishment of those people who from his ummah indulged in ghiba. What was the punishment? That they had nails made of copper. And they were scratching their faces and scratching their chests. Because they used to make ghibat of others. And they used to find faults of others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Sahaba radiallahu anhu was so cautious. You know, I was mentioning Surah Fatah, the Sulh al-Hudaybiyah, the peace treaty, the Hudaybiyah, when Nabi Akram went. I'll just very quickly mention this to you. That when they came, they had so much of, I'm just giving this a nutshell, in fact, less than a nutshell. It's very important for you to read in the Seerah books this beautiful incident. How the Sahaba were going, and they really thought they had the ihram on, they took the animals, and they planned to make Umrah. Just make Umrah and come back to Madinah Munawwara. And the Quraysh heard of this, and they were determined not to let the Sahaba inside. So they sent some of the people to talk to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and tell him, no, no way is we going to allow you. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they're all in ihram. So they pleaded to them, we're only going to come make Umrah and we're going to go back. No. And they hear, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw the dream as I mentioned, but Allah had not stipulated exactly when it would take place. And he thought probably this is the time now because Sahaba all got ready, everybody was so enthusiastic and all moving so nicely. And then the enemy come and they make an agreement. And it's absolutely biased, one-sided, all in favor of the Quraysh, everything against the Muslims. And it's that occasion when Nabi Kareem, some told Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, because it is written there from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Nabi of Allah too. So they say, what, we don't believe you, the Nabi of Allah. Take out Nabi Allah, say Muhammad, the son of Abdullah. Nabi Kareem, some told Sayyidina Ali, remove it, he said, I can't. How am I going to take out Muhammad, Nabiullah or Rasulullah? It's very difficult. Nabi Kareem was unlettered. He could not read and write. He said, okay, show me where it is. And himself removed it. And can you imagine how sad the Sahaba were? Ready, the right day. First, Allah save us. You go right to Jeddah. And you are sent back. Sorry, no entry. Whilst all this is happening, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu couldn't take it. He couldn't take it. Ya Rasulullah, aren't we believers? Muslim said yes. Aren't they disbelievers? Yes. Aren't we on haq? Yes. Aren't they on batil? Yes. Why must we belittle ourselves and they will enjoy honor? Nabi Kareem didn't say anything. But when they were not allowed, following year they made Umratul Qadha. But Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, he became very worried. Because of these words and the manner in which he spoke to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam there. He says, then days passed by. I listened to what Umar radiallahu ta'ala said later on. He said, by Allah, I kept on fasting, giving charity, praying, freeing slaves due to that which I said at Hudaybiyah, out of the fear of the consequences of this, of the words I, and in the manner in which I addressed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He didn't mean to hurt Rasulullah in any way. Of course, if you look at it, the Sahaba, they were there. So he was trying to encourage Rasulullah. Aren't we on haq? So why should we fear? We should go and make the Umrah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam realized that now it was not the time. And if they had to go in, there would be a war. And Allah Ta'ala did not command him then to go. But the moment they returned, in fact, it was so sad. Sahaba was so sad at that time. They lost all the morale. Nabi Kareem Sam told them, now, take out your haram, shave off your heads. They couldn't do it. They just couldn't do it. Not that they were disobedient, ma'adala, never. Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala, and how the wife of Rasulullah had accompanied Rasulullah on that journey. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. She said, Ya Rasulullah, you go out of your tent, you shave off your hair, and you see what they will do. And you sacrifice your animal. The moment he did this, Sahaba didn't ask any question, they shave off the hair, and they sacrifice the animal, and they all return. Allah Ta'ala sent down the word, Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina. Verily we have given you an open victory. Many Sahaba, read the commentaries, they said that this victory was not referring to the victory that came later on, the conquest of Makkah, when Nabi Akram entered Makkah, and Makkah lay at his feet later on. No, he said this, because this was the prelude to that victory. This was actually the victory. Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina. So respected brothers and elders, so many other incidents and so many other ahadith that we could share and discuss about controlling our tongues. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, لَيْسَ الْمُؤْمِنُ بِالْتَّعَانِ وَلَا الْلَعَانِ وَالْفَاحِشُ وَالْبَذِي. That a person, a true believer, is not one who slanders and finds faults. As I mentioned in the beginning, we keep on spying at others. Whole day we're looking at somebody else's life. Then the media, what is media? Gossip, ghibah, carrying tales, slander, talking about this person, that person. Ask yourself the question, how much has your iman increased or decreased? You also got part of that slander and the scandal, you became part of it. Did you ask the person for maaf? Nabi Kareem some asked the sahaba, atadruna mal ghibah? Do you know what ghibat is? And tonight's verses specifically about ghibat was mentioned. Do you wish to eat the carrion of your brother? Who will take a dead body and go eat it? فَكَرِهْتُمُوا you eat. You hate it. So why you are eating the flesh of your Muslim brother or sister? أَتَدْرُونَ مَا الْغِيبَةِ Do you know what ghibat is? He said, Allahu Rasuluhu alam. No, Allah and Rasul know best. What is it? Nabi Kareem some said, ذِكْرُكَ أَخَاكَ بِمَا يَكْرَهُ You're speaking about your brother something that he dislikes you speaking about. Listen very carefully. You're mentioning something about your brother which if he had to be present there, he would dislike you mentioning this about him. So Sahabi asked, he said, Ya Rasulullah, what if that particular person we're talking about, whatever quality about him, he is guilty of it? Nabi Kareem said, yes, that is riba. And if you speak about him something which is innocent of, then that is buhtan. That is slandering him. فَقَدْ بَهَدْتَهُ And therefore, الْغِيبَةُ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الزِّنَا Please, doesn't mean a person can commit zina now. Nabi Kareem said, ghibat is worse than zina. Why? Ulama explained. In the hadith also it is explained. But you see, zina, Allah Ta'ala has forbidden zina. A person makes zina, Allah save us. The person makes tawbah. And he's sincere, Allah forgives him. When it comes to ghiba, Allah is prepared to forgive you. You made tawbah. But you will not be forgiven till the person whose ghibat you made, he forgives you. Can we see how serious it is? Now imagine then you're going to go ask the person for maaf, how difficult it is. So before all that happened, control your tongue. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah used to say so beautifully. Pehle tol, phir bol. Tolna means to weigh. Measure your words, weigh your words, think before you ink, think before you speak. However, about ghibah, if you made ghibah of some person, and you know definitely the news has not reached him. You just told somebody, you realize, hey, please, tawbah istighfar, don't mention to him. And you know definitely that news of whatever you spoke about regarding him has not reached him. Then ulama say, you don't have to go personally and ask him for maaf and say, bhai, please make me maaf. I made your ghibat, man. Now you're going to open another whole can of worms. Now he'll become very, what you should say about me? And now he'll become even more angry. So just ask him for maaf whenever you meet him, general maaf. And if he passes, and if he has passed away, then you have to make so much istighfar on his behalf. Wallah, forgive my brother. Wallah, forgive my brother. Ya Allah, raise his stages in Jannah. You make so much of dua for him, that amount that if he was present, if he was alive, and you had to ask him maaf, so much of maaf, he would have forgiven you. Now instead of being that whole root and chakkar, let us think properly before we just say anything. Yesterday I mentioned Huda and Hawa. We just follow our whims and fancies. Whatever we want to speak, we speak. Whatever we want to see, we see. We don't even realize haq, truth, good, beneficial, not beneficial. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah has written books, an old volume on the controlling the making hifazat of the tongue. And ulama have mentioned even things which are permissible also. Sometimes you're not even supposed to speak about that. It's better you don't speak. Keep quiet. That's why Rasul mentions man samata naja. That person who remains silent, he is successful. He's safe from the fire of Jahannam. Nabi Kareem in the Shama'il will hear. Tawil as-sukut. Lengthy periods of time, hours, he remains silent. Ponder and reflect over the greatness of Allah, because so many other things to worry about. So at least if we can control our tongue, last few days of Ramadan, and especially after the month of Ramadan. This is one thing, one sabak of Ramadan if we can take. If we can't in all the extra nawafil and tahajjud and keep nafil rozas and so much of tilawat and so much of dhikr and duas, we'll try. But if we can't do so, at least from now on, this year, this Ramadan, this one lesson I've learned, mothers and sisters included, the telephone, because now 1 hour you can speak for free, or even more I think. So, when something is for free, then the person just doesn't worry, he speaks and he speaks and he speaks, and they carry on and talk about the whole world. Precious time is lost, you know, in Qiyamah, on the day of Qiyamah or in Jannat, the only thing the Jannatis will have remorse and regret over is the time they lost in this world without saying one Subhanallah. We have those cell phones, nobody's going to throw it away now, I know that. So change the whole system of it. Instead of making rebirth, slandering, backbiting, talking nonsensical things, videos and videos and videos and they sent to the Molanas also. That's the truth. We innocent, somebody sends, we don't know what it is, some kirat or something important. So how many times I have to tell, the person doesn't listen, then we take him off the list. He might feel bad. Now you must think also. I don't think, you know, this Molana, people have done it. Hey, Molana, mistakenly I sent it to you. You shouldn't be sending it to any person. And you send something bad. How embarrassing it is. Shaitan is so cunning. He has devised the cell phone and brought it right into the masjid. How many times in salah somebody's cell phone is going on? Music is going on. Videos, filth. Only filth. Nobody's worried. Everybody is enjoying it. Allah Ta'ala, give us that understanding. What if Qiyamah starts tomorrow? What are we going to do? If Qiyamah Maut comes. These are all Dajjali fitnas. We don't like to hear these things. Nobody likes to hear these things. But when you sit in today, tonight, and you're making Tawbah, Istighfar, this is the Tawbah we need to make. Ya Allah, help me to control these things. Some youngsters have shown me. They will send a tweet, MashaAllah, Jummah, very great day, and fazilat of this, or tahajjud. And the very next minute, or the next day, filth. Vulgar language. Our young girls, I can't understand how come the parent does not know. He's got his daughter's number on his phone, so he can see her profile picture. Can't you see the profile picture there? Pictures of boys and the girl is half naked, semi-naked. We're not realizing, a girl wrote to me, I promise you, Allah, I don't know who this person is, where she is, There was one person who wrote to me once, one youngster, regarding some problem. I told him, okay, after Isha Namaz, meet me at Melanson Road. Immediately after Namaz, I'll meet you. He sent me a message, I'm from certain country overseas in the world. Because nobody mentions where they are from. So this girl wrote, she says, I'm certain age, young girl. She says, 3 years ago, so I can imagine how young she must have been. She says, I had an affair with a boy, we were going out, and he saw my entire body finish. Now I'm so worried. Because we broke off relationship. He videoed whatever he needed to do, he did. Now what is going to happen to me now? Who's going to marry me? And leave that, she asked, would Allah forgive me? Now these are things for us to realize and ponder. We as parents, we just ignore this thing and take it for granted. MashaAllah, Laylatul Qadr, we will cry. And we go to Multazam and we will cry. And it comes to giving some charities, we give big contributions. But we are not putting our house in order. Our house is on fire. And Allah forgive, Allah protect us, even the learned people today. I'm the biggest culprit. Allah protect, Allah hide and hide our faults. Allah must not make us slip. Allah must not humiliate and embarrass us. Everybody is caught up in this thing. Everybody is caught up in this thing. So we make mistakes. Let us stop all those videos, haram videos especially, if some important qiraat or some message, some bayan, waz, nasihat, that you send if you have to send, no problem. Or some important message. With the wife, how that message goes. We don't have to mention it. How we address the wife on the cell phone, on the WhatsApp. And to the secretary, they have some pictures also, hearts and things, big hearts and green and yellow and red and... Till now, I don't understand some of those symbols. I'm serious, I'm not joking. I have to ask some people, please explain to me what this means. There's two dots and one bracket. And sometimes I think the spelling's also gone so bad, English. So these are things, we may laugh, take it, but it's something serious. Believe me, brothers, it's very, very, very serious. We are seeing youngsters all the time now. Allah knows best. Allah protect us. Allah make our hifazat. Allah has been very kind to us in this country. Very, 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 very kind. Our elders, our grandparents, the very first thing when they came from overseas, what did they do? Maaf, I'm taking extra time. What did they do when they came here? They built a masjid and they built a madrasa with it. Believe me, the Arabs today, they when they come here and they see, they can't believe. They can't believe it. So many hufas, you don't understand Arabic and so many hufas. Girls also hufas. How many masajid, we've got musalla, jamaat khana, so much. There's a fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other countries actually come and take the text, the syllabus of our maktab. And they take the same maktab kitabs to implement in their countries. Go to South America. Approximately 40 of our ulama with their families have settled on there. And they're doing tremendous work. Tremendous work. We can't go into the details. There's no deen there. Different parts of the world, they are making sacrifices. Allah has given us everything on a golden platter and we just don't appreciate. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal. It's a Mubarak night. Again, I will say, Allah knows best whether it is Laylatul Qadr night or not. Our job is to cry, knock on Allah's door. If we can't cry, then make the appearance of a crying person. Make the appearance of a... Allah wants to see how sincere, genuine we are. Allah is ready to just shower His mercies upon us. Inshallah, we'll make dua now. Find place in the masjid, will be better, inshallah. You can sit closer, inshallah. Brothers in the back, a lot of brothers still coming from outside. Make space for these brothers also. Recite Durood Sharif from outside. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, give us pure hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to control our tongues, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to control our gaze, my Allah. Help us to control our thoughts, my Allah. Every limb of our bodies, my Allah. Help us to control those limbs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard so much of Quran and Hadith, my Allah. We have heard so much of bayans and nasihat, my Allah. Ya Allah, now you give us tawfiq of making amal, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of making amal, my Allah. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak night, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so many people who have come tonight, my Allah. So only for your pleasure, my Allah. Only for your pleasure, they are searching for you, my Allah. They want your pleasure, my Allah. Ya Allah, how beautiful, how nice it will be for us, my Allah. If you announce your pleasure for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you tell the angels that I am pleased with those banda, I have forgiven them. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. We are begging you, ya Allah. With these begging bowls of ours that you have given us, these hands, my Allah. Attached to our bodies, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are cracks in this begging bowl, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got no good amal to present to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have taqwa, my Allah. Our iman is so weak, my Allah. Our actions are so weak, my Allah. If we have to weigh our good deeds and bad deeds, my Allah, we got no chance then, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is only your fazl. Your fazl, your karam, your rahmat, my Allah. Your mercy for us, my Allah. Your kindness for us, my Allah. Your grace, my Allah. Your favors, my Allah. Ya Allah, that you will forgive us, my Allah. Otherwise, ya Allah, what are we going to do on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah? How are we going to cross Pul Sirat then, my Allah? What is going to happen to us, my Allah? Ya Allah, before maut strikes, my Allah. Ya Allah, before maut comes to us, help us to, ya Allah, to change our conditions, my Allah. Make us become better Muslims, my Allah. Make us become better believers, my Allah. We don't want to live a filthy life, my Allah. We are sick and tired of that life, my Allah. It is just gunas upon gunas upon gunas. Our lives have become so miserable and wretched, my Allah. On one hand, we recite Quran, my Allah. And after that, ya Allah, we're doing some haram action, my Allah. Ya Allah, as though we are playing games with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, nobody can hide from you, my Allah. You are all seeing, my Allah. You are Sami', you are Basir, you are Hakim, you are Adal, you are Latif, you are Khabir, you are Aziz, you are Hakim. Ya Allah, you've got powerful names and powerful qualities, my Allah. You've got beautiful names and beautiful qualities, my Allah. There is nobody greater than you. Ya Allah, you are Akbar. Ya Allah, nobody greater than you, my Allah. Everything belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, the heavens, the earth, ya Allah. The sun, the moon, the stars. Ya Allah, the jinn, my Allah. The angels, ya Allah. Mankind, my Allah. The animals, the insects, the birds, the mountains, the ocean, the rivers. Every single particle belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, besides this world, we are in, my Allah. Every other planet, every other world, every other realm belongs to you, my Allah. You are Khaliq of dunya. You are Khaliq of akhirat, my Allah. You are the one who created dunya, and you are the one who has created jannat and jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the one who gave us life, my Allah. Life is not in our control, my Allah. It is only in your control, my Allah. Our rozi is not in our control. You are Razak, it is in your control, my Allah. Our health is not in our control, it is in your control. Sickness is not in our control. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the one who gives izzat and honor, my Allah. Tu'izzu man tasha wa tu'dhillu man tasha. Biyadika al-khayr innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. The night, the day, alternation of the night and day, everything in your control. The emergence of the stars, ya Allah, the night is in your control. Ya Allah, the setting of the sun, the rising of the sun, everything in your control. Even the sun doesn't have control of its own function, my Allah. Ya Allah, the sun takes permission from you that let me rise, then only you, after you give it permission, does it rise, my Allah. Ya Allah, the moon also is in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, the rain only comes, ya Allah, with your knowledge and your power and your control and your permission, my Allah. The angels, my Allah, they only do what you command them, my Allah. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam can never come down except if you tell him to come down, my Allah. No angel can do anything, ya Allah, but with your permission, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything is yours, my Allah. You are Malik, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Kareem, you are Rahim, you are Rauf. Fill our hearts with your love now, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us go mad in your love, my Allah. No, nothing else in this world but you, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever we see, it is only you, my Allah. Ya Allah, become ours, my Allah. Make us yours, my Allah. On this Mubarak night, my Allah, if it is Laylatul Qadr tonight, forgive all of us, my Allah. Every single brother who is here now, my Allah. And every single sister at home or brother at home, ya Allah. Wherever they are listening now, my Allah. Allah, they have raised their hands, my Allah. They have raised their hands with some hope, my Allah. Ya Allah, the beggar on the street, when he looks at a nice car and a wealthy person, he has some hope, my Allah. Ya Allah, beggar that goes to the door of a king, my Allah, he has great hopes, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the Bacha of all Bachas, my Allah. You are the king of all kings, my Allah. Ya Allah, the kings of the world, they are nothing compared to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever they got, whatever they have, it is given from you, my Allah. Your treasures are always full. It will never decrease, my Allah. You give and you give and you give and you give. Nothing decreases from your treasures, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you tonight, my Allah, from those treasures of yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, that never decrease, my Allah. And from that mercy of yours which you have mentioned, ya Allah, inna rahmati sabaqat ala ghadabi, that my mercy supersedes, it overpowers my wrath and anger. Ya Allah, you have written on your arsh, my Allah, that my mercy supersedes my anger. Ya Allah, we are asking you of that mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking of that barakat which Rasulullah has mentioned in the hadith on the last few nights and last few days of Ramadan, my Allah. We are asking you tonight, ya Allah, to forgive all of us, my Allah. Every single guna we committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, at night, whether we are at home, whether we went out, whether we were abroad, my Allah, whilst on our travels, my Allah, wherever we were in our offices, my Allah, in schools, in hospitals, in our practices, in at workplace, ya Allah, in the madrasas, in the darul ulums, in the masjids, my Allah, ya Allah, wherever we were, wherever we committed those gunas, my Allah, ya Allah, only you were aware, my Allah. Ya Allah, you conceal those gunas, my Allah. Forgive us now. Wipe it out completely from our books, my Allah. Let there be no trace of those gunas written anywhere, my Allah. Make those angels even forget, my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, let those slates and let those books be clean, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a book of deeds in our right hand, my Allah. Indicating that we are successful, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us success in dunya, qabr and akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat. Ya Allah, we want honor and dignity and respect, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us safety from all types of calamities, my Allah. From all types of hardships, my Allah. From all types of misery, my Allah. From all types of depression, my Allah. From all types of oppression, my Allah. From all types of weaknesses, my Allah. From all types of deficiencies, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us peace and serenity and tranquility of the heart, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us good health, my Allah. Give us a sound body, a sound mind, my Allah. Give us aqli salim, my Allah. And make us understand Quran and Sunnah, my Allah. Make us understand the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Help us to follow the shariat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us look forward, ya Allah, to making our salat 5 times a day, my Allah. With jamaat for the men, my Allah. Our ladies at home, my Allah. Help us to discharge our zakat correctly, my Allah. Those of us who have not made hajj, ya Allah, give us the tawfiq and provide the means for us to make our hajj, my Allah. Those who have the means and who are delaying, ya Allah, don't make them delay, my Allah. Give them the tawfiq of making and performing the hajj, my Allah. Ya Allah, every ibadat, ya Allah, which you have commanded us to do, my Allah, make us do it correctly and properly, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us now falter, my Allah. Don't make us fall, my Allah. Don't make us fail, my Allah. Far too long we are failing miserably, my Allah. Ya Allah, today we have Quran, my Allah, in the computer and our phones, my Allah. We have books of hadith in our phones also, my Allah. Easy access, my Allah. Ya Allah, but there is no Quran and hadith in our lives, my Allah. Our hearts have become void of your love, my Allah. Our hearts have become full with all filth, my Allah. With love of dunya, my Allah. With love of haram women, my Allah. It is only zina and zina and zina and zina, my Allah. Ya Allah, how true are the words of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that before Qiyamah, zina will become rife. Ya Allah, ya Allah, people are committing zina so openly, my Allah. With no frown on the faces, my Allah. And people brag over their sins, my Allah. They visit prostitutes, my Allah. Ya Allah, sharab and khamar has become so rife, my Allah. The exact words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Allah, we have become disobedient to our parents, my Allah. The exact words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Allah, this disloyalty, my Allah. The exact words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, khiyanat will become rife. Everything, all the wrong things will become rife. Ya Allah, protect us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. We are those weak ones, my Allah. In this remote part of the world, my Allah. We are the simple people in this masjid, my Allah. The same masjid that saw your friends, my Allah. Great Ahlullah came to this masjid, my Allah. We are those sinners tonight, my Allah. But perhaps there's one sincere person listening, my Allah. Some elderly person, my Allah. Perhaps somebody in i'tikaf, my Allah. Some masoom child who has got some understanding of this dua. And Ya Allah is having an effect on his heart now, my Allah. Some mother crying at home, my Allah. Some brother who is crying now, my Allah. Ya Allah, have rahm, my Allah. Open your doors of maghfirat. Open your doors of rahmat, my Allah. Make the fast of hidayat, my Allah. Change our conditions, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are going to be doomed otherwise, my Allah. We're feeling so good in the month of Ramadan, my Allah. What is going to happen to us after the month of Ramadan? When shaitan will be released, my Allah. The rebellious shayateen will be released, my Allah. Nafs and shaitan will finish us again, my Allah. We don't want to commit zina, my Allah. We don't want to cast lustful glances at women, my Allah. We don't want to speak, rise, my Allah. We don't want to cheat and deceive our customers, my Allah. We don't want to indulge in fraud, my Allah. We don't want to involve in lewd, my Allah, and haram things, my Allah. We don't want to be cruel to our staff, my Allah. We want to be good, righteous, pious people, my Allah. We want to have good akhlaq, my Allah. We want to behave as Muslims, my Allah. We want to behave like followers of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We want to be proud of our deen. We want to be proud of our Quran and Sunnah. We want to become beacons of hidayat, my Allah. We want to be examples for the non-Muslims to follow, my Allah. Ya Allah, give our youngsters especially hidayat, my Allah. Give the ulama hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give me hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, I'm in most in need, my Allah. Ya Allah, hide our faults, my Allah. Make us become true leaders, my Allah. Make us become pious leaders, my Allah. Make us be hadeen, mahdiyeen, my Allah. Don't make us be dhalin, mudilin, my Allah. Don't make us go astray, my Allah. Don't make us lead the people astray, my Allah. They are innocent, my Allah. You have given us understanding of Quran and Sunnah, my Allah. Help us to bring Quran and Sunnah in our lives, my Allah. Make us become good ulama, my Allah. Don't make us become ulama yisu, my Allah. Make us become ulama yhaq, my Allah. Make us consume halal only, my Allah. Don't make a morsel, a grain of haram into our bellies, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept our duas, my Allah. Our duas are not answered because of haram entering our bodies, my Allah. Because we are doing haram. Ya Allah, guide us, help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you by your beautiful names, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Sami and Qareeb, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we become emotional, my Allah. Because we are desperate, my Allah. We need you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need you, my Allah. You are well aware of our intentions, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas in everything we do and say, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us makbuliyat, my Allah. Eh, my Allah, make us be amongst those people whom you love, my Allah. And you declare your love to Jibreel, alayhi salam. And you say, oh Jibreel, inni yuhibbu fulan and fahibba. Oh Jibreel, I love that certain banda and bandi in the world. You too must love him, Jibreel. And Jibreel, alayhi salam, goes to the sky. Ya ahl as-sama. Oh angels, Allah loves that certain person in the world. Fahibbuhu. You all must love him. You all must love her. The angels begin to love that person. The people in the world also begin to accept that person. Their hearts come, Ya Allah, connected to that person. Ya Allah, don't make us be amongst those people who you hate and you abhor and you dislike. And you say, oh Jibreel, I hate that person. Oh Jibreel, you must hate him also. And Jibreel alayhi salam hates him. And the angels begin to hate him. And the people in the world begin to hate him. Eh Malik e Kareem, before these last few days of Ramadan finish, my Allah. And they move away, my Allah. And they, Ya Allah, they terminate, my Allah. Before these last hours and last days pass, my Allah, we beg you to forgive us completely. My Allah, don't make us be amongst those people who are cursed in this month. Don't make us be amongst those people who the month of Ramadan comes and goes by and they are still not forgiven. Eh Malik, eh Kareem, we ask you by your Ism-e-Azam, your Asma'ul Husna, your Sifat al-Ula, Ya Allah, forgive the entire Ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, Ummat bahut pareshan hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know more. You know everything, my Allah. Nothing is hidden from you, my Allah. You know the conditions, my Allah. Ya Allah, help all those refugees, my Allah. They're going from town to town, my Allah. Woman, my Allah. The izzat is going, my Allah. They just have to walk and walk and walk and walk. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. No Musliman can really help them today, my Allah. We have become so weak, my Allah. We just make loud claims about brotherhood, my Allah. Forgive us, help us, my Allah, help them, my Allah. Provide for them shelter, protection, my Allah. Those who are doing good work and helping those poor people, those immigrants, my Allah. Those refugees, ya Allah. Bless them, my Allah. Bless their families, my Allah. Change the condition, my Allah. Their houses, everything bombed, completely bombarded, my Allah. Just ruins, my Allah. They've got nothing, my Allah. Little Muslim children found under the rubble, my Allah. My Allah, they've got no father, they've got no mother, my Allah. Few days our child does not see us, how the child begins to cry. Ya Allah, we go for Hajj and Umrah, then we miss our children and grandchildren, we come back and we just embrace them and we cuddle them. These people have got nothing, nobody, my Allah. They have not seen the faces of their fathers and mothers, my Allah, all gone, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're not going to ask you. We can never question you, my Allah. You are Hakim, ya Allah. You do as you please, my Allah. Everything belongs to you, my Allah. It is because of our gunas, my Allah, that they are suffering. Ya Allah, forgive us, forgive them, forgive the entire ummah. Change the condition. Ya Allah, we are begging you tonight, my Allah. Listen to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, listen to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, just change the conditions, ya Allah. For us, everything is impossible. Everything looks so bleak and so gloomy. For you, nothing, my Allah. Nothing for you, my Allah. Nothing for you. Just say kun and fayakun, you'll become, my Allah. Ya Allah, change the condition, my Allah. Change the condition, my Allah. So many Muslim sisters are being raped, my Allah. Ya Allah, raham farma, karam farma. Ya Malik Kareem, ya Allah, help the Ummah, guide the Ummah, my Allah. Make the non-Muslims see that Islam is a true religion. It does not teach violence and terrorism. They've got wrong ideas, my Allah. Islam has got such a bad picture today, my Allah, because of our akhlaq, my Allah, our conduct. Ya Allah, remove the crime in our country, my Allah. Amare Jaan, Abru Izzat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, maal ki hifazat farma. Protect our masajid, madaris, my Allah. All those doing good work of deen, ya Allah. The work of dawat and tabligh, my Allah. People are going door to door for the same purpose, ya Allah. To connect to you, my Allah. To make us realize we're not going to live in this world forever and ever. And we have to turn to you in akhirat, my Allah. Accept their work, ya Allah. Accept us also to God on your part, my Allah. And mashayikh and the khankas are making effort. Ya Allah, madaris, makatib, hifz classes, my Allah. Different organizations, my Allah. Whatever good work any person is doing, my Allah. Somebody may be doing some charitable work. We don't even know of the person, my Allah. Some mother, some sister may be seeing to some poor person. We don't know, my Allah. But you know, my Allah. Grant them ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Acceptance, my Allah. Make it be a means of their salvation in the hereafter. Give us tawfiq of doing righteous and pious deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Ya Allah, give us mawtin Madina Sharif, burial jannatul baqi, the shafaat of Rasulullah SAW, the holy kuthur water from his mubarak hands. Make us enter jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us, our fathers, our mothers, our grandparents, my Allah, our great grandparents, our ancestors, ya Allah. Protect our wives, forgive our wives and children, my Allah, our entire progeny, my Allah. Ya Allah, our friends, our musallis, mutaalliqeen, our mashayikh, our students, my Allah. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitna of Dajjal. All those who requested du'as, ya Allah, answer the du'as. Fulfill the hajat and needs of all of our brothers tonight and our mothers and sisters, my Allah. Whatever problems we have, remove our problems, difficulties, my Allah. Make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Allah, help our youth. Make them strong, my Allah. In deen, iman, my Allah. How you made those 7 people of Ashabi Kaf, my Allah. Those youngsters strong in iman, in deen. Make all our youth become strong in iman, in deen, my Allah. Protect them from drugs. Protect them from alcohol, my Allah. Allah, those who are looking for suitable marriage partners. So many parents are worried. They've got daughters at home, my Allah. Suitable proposals have not come, my Allah. Find them the right matches, my Allah. For our young, our sons and our daughters, my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them a blissful married life, ya Allah. Bless them with pious offspring, my Allah. Make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم اللهم انك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم انك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم يا رحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين